Hello, welcome to Limited Insights. I want to make this as a resource for like-minded peers and parents looking for a glimpse into the mind of their child. So my name is Trevor Croft. I'm a 17-year-old junior in high school from St. George, Utah, and I'd like to address everybody as an advocate for my peers. That is to say, other teenagers that are currently living in this same era as I am. Let me tell you a story. Recently, I took a trip to Mexico to help some eye surgeons that had been making the same humanitarian excursion annually. Initially, it was wildly intimidating because of the fact that for 9 long days, I was surrounded by 7 other very talented and very intelligent individuals. The reason this intimidated me was because all the while, I felt the need to prove myself as a worthwhile member of their unit. The only thing was I couldn't think of a way that I could do that effectively. The only thing that was available for me to do in that context was kind of some of the grunt work, like moving boxes or administering eye drops before the surgery. While this was a pretty critical part of the operation, it wasn't critical that I was the one doing it. What I mean is that the doctors in charge of the operation could have taken almost any other person my age to do that exact same thing. I thought that maybe I could have fulfilled that role of teammate if I established myself as a really durable and a really hard worker. So that's what I did for a little while, and it might have made me their preferred worker, but it never made me a critical part of the team. And that was very disconcerting to me initially because I felt limited by my age and by my lack of useful skills. This was the mindset that I kept until about the 5th night, when we were seated around the dinner table and 2 of the surgical assistants were having a conversation about just kind of some general topics of controversy. So many of the things that were discussed were really pertinent to my life, and just kind of some of the things going on today. And frankly, some of the comments that they were making just felt kind of off to me. And so in my head, I was thinking of some of the responses that I would have and some of the things that I was thinking of, but never really voiced those opinions. And so the reason I did that is because I felt that if I decided to voice my opinion and if I spoke out, it would have been disregarded. It would have been taken with a grain of salt because I am still kind of in my developmental years. So, and that doesn't necessarily translate to the 2 surgical assistants completely shooting me down. Like, they might include me a little bit, but they probably would never have taken me seriously. So, these thoughts kind of bounced around in my head for a little bit, but then things took a turn in my favor when one of the 2 flat out asked me for my opinion and for my insight into school shootings and for gun violence and kind of some of the preventative measures that could be taken. And initially I was filled with pride because of the fact that I might know something more than these really smart and cultured people. But that's certainly not what the point of this is. The point of this is not to belittle the wisdom and the insight that the generation before me possesses, but I would like to offer the insight that my generation is gaining and the insight that comes with growing up in this time. And that was what I was missing before. I viewed intelligence as one skill or ability, but intelligence is truly so much more than that. However, when I went to give my response to these doctors, I couldn't form my complex thoughts and insights into cohesive sentences that they had been offering up all night to each other. So this is where I believe the shortcomings lie, not in my ability to generate complex and thought-provoking insights, but in my ability to put them into words and narratives on a dime. I believe that this is the case with most every one of my fellow teenagers. Throughout the series, I will try my best to offer my unbiased opinions on the happenings of my world as I live through them. My goal is not to teach those who I'm unqualified to teach, but to provide a real-life look at the world through my eyes. But I am also aware that sometimes I am blind to some of the things that go on behind the scenes, and that's why I have limited insights.